So today is on the theme of the body, and we're looking at the third and fourth aspects of the Anapanasati practice, and generally at the theme of the body awareness in mindfulness practice. And so I thought it'd be nice to start with a body scan sit, a sort of short body scan, sort of arrival sit. And just a couple of brief points before we start, and I'll lightly lead it through. So we're looking at picking up and attending to physical sensations, the feeling tone of those, and any sort of qualities of energy, vitality that are there. And if we sort of find that an idea of body or an idea of arm or hand or head is kind of coming into the foreground, just sort of noticing that that's there, but choosing to focus on the direct experience. So direct experience of physical sensation at a particular location. So one little exercise you can do before we start, if you just sort of try that. So if you start by just bringing to mind the idea, let's say right arm. So bring to mind just the idea of a right arm. And then think of that as like a signpost. It's like it's a post with a finger, a picture of a finger on it, and it's pointing. It's got a sort of carved side to the signpost with a direction to it. So the sign says right arm. And it's pointing to a particular set of physical experiences, of physical sensation, perhaps aches, perhaps tingles. I mean, there's also sort of visual impressions as well, but in meditation we'll have our eyes closed, so we're sort of taking this as a sign, and it's kind of pointing us in the direction of physical sensation. So just try following the direction from this idea, this label, right arm, to what's actually there in your sense experience at the moment that corresponds to that. So that's just a little exercise to indicate the difference. So when we're doing a body scan, I'm going to be dropping in pointers and suggestions. Just take them as signposts. They're all kind of pointing to what's basically going to be physical experience. Okay. So without further ado, ensuring that we're sitting in a comfortable and supported posture, we'll be doing about 10 minutes of body scan. Okay, so let's start this at the base. We're feeling the contact with the mat. So that might just be your feet placed square on a cushion, or it might be your lower legs resting on the mat. And we're just directing our attention to the physical sensation. And noting the feeling tone of that. Feeling into what's actually there. Picking up an inequality of tingling, vitality, any quality of holding, of attention, just noticing what's there. And bringing your awareness up now to the thighs. Some large muscle groups in the thighs, noticing the quality of experience there. Is it held or is it relaxed? Bringing the awareness to the pelvis and the way the weight of the torso is resting on the base of the pelvis and the sitting bones. That sense of contact to the cushion or the seat. And noticing the qualities of what's there. Is there a sense of balance or a sense of lean? Is there a sense of poise or a sense of slump? Down in the lower back and the pelvis. Up now into the back itself, and again noticing the quality. Whether there's a sense of lift and poise, or whether there's a sense of droop and arch. Is it stiff or is it relaxed? Bringing our attention to the torso, this whole central area of the body where we hold a lot of our feeling and emotion. So there's the area of the gut. Is anything held there? Or is it soft? The area of the heart. It's noticing how the heart is this morning. And then there's the throat. Sometimes there's a sense of a catch or a lump there. Sometimes it's freer. awareness now to the head and the simple weight of the head supported on the neck. And noticing if that's central and in balance, or is it sort of over to one side? Feeling into the muscles in the neck to sort of get a sense of whether there's a holding and whether that's needed. Noticing all the muscles in the face where we hold so much expression. So how is it around the jaw? Is there anything held there? Anything tight? How is it around the eyes? Moist or dry? Open or crinkled? How is it around the forehead, between the brows? Noticing any sense of frown, of intentness, or any sense of soft openness. Now coming down to the shoulders. The shoulder blades at the back. The muscles joining the shoulders to the neck. Sort of noticing if there's anything held there. And bringing awareness down the arms, past the elbows, down to the hands. Feel supported or hanging. And there in the palms of the hands, noticing the quality of the physical sensation. So there's a sort of tingle there, and perhaps that's got a sort of sense of spread to it, a sense of physical tingling vitality that's there around the hands, which are held against our center down by our hara around the dantian. resting our awareness there. First half of the morning, I want to say a few things about body and then go on to look at posture in a more sort of exercise-led, meditation exercise sort of way. So do feel free to sit in a different way or get a chair if you'd like to. It's probably going to be a bit too much to sit in a meditation posture all the way through the talks as well as the sits. Okay. So in the sutta, the Anapanasati Sutta, we're drawing on the word that we're translating as body is kaya. And it's, body is a very good translation of kaya because it carries the same range of meanings. So I'll just go through what those are, but they're all meanings of that Pali word kaya, as well as the meanings of the word body in English. So literally it means the physical body, the carcass, this material objective body. But it also has a couple of figurative meanings. So it can mean the complete collection or body of work, just everything that someone has taught is the body of their teachings, for example. So body as complete collection. And it can also mean the sort of shape or coherence of the whole. So in English, we might talk about a body of water. And when we say a body of water or a lake, we're referring to the whole collection of water, but also its kind of shape, whole shape to it. So both of those figurative meanings are quite pertinent here. Because when we talk about the body, we're talking about it as a sort of complete collection of physical experience. Yeah. So the body of physical experience. And actually, the body as an object, so this body as a sort of label for a physical object, that's just an idea. But it's an idea, it's like a signpost, and it's pointing to physical experience. And actually all of our physical experience is an experience of body. So even if I'm kind of holding something, so here I'm holding the bell ringer, holding it tightly, and I'm feeling the tension and the pressure in my feet, in my fingers, and in my the muscle in my thumb. Yeah. So our kids say, well, I'm feeling the ringer, but it's also very true to say I'm feeling the tension in my hand, which is body. Okay, So along with physical sensation, there's going to be a feeling tone. So feeling tone just in the sort of simple sense of being pleasant or being unpleasant or just neutral. And they're completely together. There's no gap between a sensation and its pleasantness, or between a sensation and its unpleasantness or its painfulness. It's just a quality that it has. You know, a sensation is pleasant or it is unpleasant. So they're going to be there together. So when we think of body in that sense, in the sense of the complete collection of physical experience, then we've got something that's very varied, that's very diverse. It's got a sense of wholeness and coherence, but actually it's a whole range of experiences which are actually changing from moment to moment. Conversely, the idea of body as an object is single, it's static, it doesn't change. So if you find in meditation that nothing's happening, nothing's changing, it's getting a bit boring, there's probably an indication there that what we're doing is we're attending to an idea of body, an idea of breath, an idea of experience. And ideas are pretty boring. They don't change from one to another. You know, by the time you've been holding it in mind for a half a minute, you're probably time to feel like it's time to move on. Okay, whereas the body as experience is changing, diverse, varied, vital, unpredictable. So we can see the breath body. So I'm moving into using the word body in this more figurative sense as a sort of complete collection, perhaps with a sense of its overall shape, with an overall whole to it. We can think of the breath body as a complete experience of the body breathing, along with its overall shape of wholeness, coherence, shape. So that would be the breath body. And that's actually all of our experience of movement in meditation. If we're sitting very still in meditation, then the movement we'll experience will be associated with the breath. Yeah. So our legs will be sort of still, stable, grounded. The body will be poised, balanced, but the chest will still be moving, the abdomen will still be moving, and that sense of movement will kind of permeate through most of our embodied experience, most of our experience of body. So if you remember the quality of location from last week, the idea initially we're looking at the location, duration, quality of the breath. And if we explore the location of the breath, we'll find that it actually permeates most of our experience of body, certainly all the way down to the base, to the abdomen. So sometimes body is also used in relation to the mental body. Okay. So again, we're just using the word figuratively here, sort of in the sense of a complete collection. So the mental body, the complete collection of our experience of mind and mental states. So that includes consciousness, awareness, attention, mindfulness, these qualities that we can call mind. And it also includes energies, volitions, emotions, drives. So these might be what we call hindrances. They might be pulling in a different direction from the focus. Or they might also be what we might call factors of concentration. They might be sort of degrees of attention, engagement, commitment, that sort of thing. And then also in the mind body, the mental body, there's thoughts, including views. So a view is more of an assumption. So you might find that a view is kind of being articulated and there's a chain of thought associated with it, but you might not. It might just be an assumption. So a view would include, for example, that I've got a body. So that's a view, it's an assumption. Yeah. And it's sort of going with this idea of an object. But I'm probably not particularly thinking, you know, oh, I've got a body, you know. But nonetheless, the view's there, the view's kind of ongoing, permeates our experience. Similarly, we've got a view, I'm breathing. there's a view, I have a mind. So all of these kind of ideas about what our experience are, they're all kind of underlying assumptions that are just there in the mind. And some of them are quite sort of, well, there's a sense of wanted, not wanted going on as well. So in relation to our emotional, volitional experience, we might well have a view hindrance, or we might well have a view mindfulness, concentration. So there's a sort of judgment going on, and perhaps a sense of some of them wanted, some of them not. So again, at the moment, I'm just sort of pointing to all of these as experiences that are part of what you might call the mind-body, the mental body, the complete collection of experience of mind and mental activity. So we're not actually trying to get rid of any of this in the meditation. All we're doing is choosing a particular focus. So in the context of meditation, we've got broad awareness where everything is welcome, whatever it is, whatever's actually happening, it's entirely allowed to be that broad awareness. But we're choosing a particular experience to be the center of our attention, to be the focus. So I wanted to say a bit more about body and mind. So perhaps most of the time, particularly when I'm not meditating, I tend to think of my mind as centered sort of about 2 inches behind here, center middle of my eyes and a little bit back. And that's understandable because it's sort of where my point of view is, if you like. So visually, I've got this sense of seeing from somewhere about here. It's also kind of in between my ears. So in terms of what I'm hearing, I'm sort of hearing things as either left or right, relative to at that point. And it's where I smell, it's where I taste, and actually there's quite a lot of physical sensation going on around the face. So it's understandable, a lot of my sense experience is kind of caught up with this particular area. Now in meditation, it's a bit different. We've got our eyes closed, we're perhaps particularly attending to physical experience. And that's happening everywhere, it's happening throughout the body. So where is the mind? Where is the mind? Well, you might have a sense that it doesn't have any particular location. But if we're going to associate it with anywhere, then surely the mind is where experience is happening. Okay? So experience comes with awareness. Awareness is awareness of experience. And the two kind of meet together. It's not like experience is happening over here and awareness is over there. Awareness is where experience is happening. And so the mind, which is awareness, is, if it's anywhere, where the experience is. So you can think of the body as where the mind is. Okay, think of the body as where the mind is. So I think if you can sort of make the shift from the body as an idea of an object into the body as the whole collection of physical experience, and then if you can recognize that all of that physical experience is experience in awareness, there wouldn't be any experience if you weren't aware of it, and there isn't any awareness that isn't awareness of some sort of experience. So in meditation, the main experience we're having is physical experience. It permeates the body. That's where the mind is. The mind is kind of permeating the body. You could also see it as surrounding the body. So I think perhaps the most straightforward thing to recognize in this context is that it's not like there's a hard line where physical experience just stops. When I look at my body, it looks a bit more like that. It looks like, okay, there's an edge to it. But if I close my eyes and just bring my attention to what I was looking at in my hand, there isn't really a sharp, hard cut-off. Yeah. Well, try it yourself. Bring your attention, say, to a hand, perhaps that you're not looking at. How specific and sharp is the edge of that experience? Can you actually find an edge to that experience? So that's one sort of pointer to the way in which sort of awareness kind of surrounds what you might think of the body. Another, so this may work for some of you, may not, but if you sort of feel both hands, perhaps both palms, a sense of the tingle in both palms, and then gradually bring them together. You don't really need to look while you're doing it, but notice when you get to a point where you can kind of feel the sense of closeness of each hand close to the other. So as I sort of bring my hands together, I'm sort of noticing it about here. And you may well find it's a lot closer. But it's probably before they actually touch. So that's another way of kind of recognizing that awareness doesn't really stop at the visual edge of the skin. It sort of surrounds the body, permeates the body. So that's another, perhaps that's another way of looking at mind and body. It's sort of mind permeating the body, sitting within a space of awareness. And what we are is embodied awareness. What we are is embodied awareness. And the body, what is the body if not where the mind is? Okay. So going on to posture. So posture is a particular way of arranging the body, which can be very supportive to meditation. And so I want to draw out four particular qualities of posture. So this is a bit arbitrary, but these are just four that I think are particularly relevant to meditation. Perhaps a sort of first brush at aspects of posture that are relevant to meditation. So the first one was stability and groundedness, and this is sort of there in the base and the legs, or if you're sitting on a seat, it's the way your feet are four square on the ground. Then there's balance. Perhaps particularly the torso on the sitting bones, also the head, the weight of the head on the neck. And then thirdly, poise, lift. So this is sort of the posture in the back, also the orientation of the pelvis, but the sort of posture in the torso. And then lastly, openness. So this is, I particularly find that in the chest area and the shoulders. So those are just four broad brush areas of posture that I wanted to draw on, to look at. Now for each of them, there's sort of three stages, if you like. So the first stage is just to check that it's there physically in the posture. I think this is perhaps most straightforward with balance. So in terms of balance, am I doing that? Am I leaning to one side, or am I centered? For me, one that's more pertinent is, am I leaning forwards? I've got a bit of a habit, perhaps, of leaning forwards, of sort of pushing. Or am I sort of sitting back just onto that point of balance? Yeah. So some people might actually be leaning back. Again, that's off balance. So the balance is somewhere in the middle. So that's the first aspect, just the very objective physical aspect of, is the body in balance? Secondly, there's the sort of quality of balance experienced in the body, the physical quality of balance. So if I take an example of balancing this ringer, if I do that, there's a sort of delicate continual responsiveness that's just keeping it balanced, And there's a quality to that. It's a sort of physical balance sort of quality. Okay, and in order to experience that, I need to relax around it. So if I'm doing this, if I'm really holding it, it's still upright, but it doesn't feel balanced. Whereas if I'm doing this, I'm not holding it at all. I'm not sure I can do it. I'm not holding it at all, but I'm feeling the quality of balance. Okay. So that's very generally applicable to the body. If you're really holding a position with a certain muscle tension, you're not going to feel the quality of it. So let's use the example of a cushion as well. So you might like to try this with a cushion. If you really grip it, if I'm really gripping this cushion, I'm feeling the tension in my fingers. It's quite painful. And I'm feeling the sort of hard edges digging into my hands. But I'm not really feeling the texture of the cushion. Yeah. Whereas if I loosen up a lot and just sort of hold it quite softly, I can sort of feel the quality of the cloth, the texture of the cloth on it. So that's a simple relationship between relaxation and sensitivity. If you're tense and held, there's not much sensitivity there. Whereas if you relax, so if I'm relaxing into a balanced posture, I can start to feel much more subtly whether it's slightly off, and I can try and get the balance more precise, more specific. And then there's that quality of balance there. So it's a quality of balance in the body, in the physical experience. So that's stage two. Okay, so stage one, just lining it up. Stage two, getting the quality in the physical experience. And then the third stage is to look for a quality in the mind, in the way in which we're engaging with the practice, that's the same sort of quality. So there'll be a quality of balance in the way in which we're engaging with the practice. So this relates back to what we were saying last week about the content of our attention being balanced between focus and breath, and the nature of the effort that we're making to engage with the practice being a balanced effort. Okay, so just to revisit briefly, balanced effort. I need something that's a bit heavier than that. Here's an object, it's got a bit of weight to it. So if I imagine holding my attention on the breath, and perhaps the mind is kind of drawn elsewhere. Perhaps there's something calling my attention. And that's a bit like the way the gravity is pulling this cushion off to one side and down. Okay, so when it's slightly off balance, there's a pull away from the center, away from the focus, away from balance. And if I can sort of get a feel for that directionality of mind, a feel for the way in which something is calling my attention, that's drawing my attention away from the center, then I can just bring enough effort in to balance that out, to slightly lean back in the way, in the direction of the focus. And then that's a sort of balanced effort. And there's a quality of balance in the nature of the effort that I'm making. Okay. So those are examples around effort, but I just want to draw out the three main stages. So firstly, just ensuring that it's there, lining the body up. It's also central, so the body is just in balance in a practical sort of way. Secondly, picking out the quality of balance in the physical experience. So that involves relaxing into it to pick up that quality. And then finally, looking for a quality in the mind, in the way in which we're engaging with the meditation. That's the same quality, really. That's the quality of balance in this case. So does that make sense? Enough sense to try? Okay. So what I'd like to do now is a sort of led meditation that's just going through those stages with these qualities of posture. So let's get back into meditation posture. So there's a slipping into a familiar meditation posture. So quite smoothly and quickly we can get about there. We can get to definitely in the area of a supportive meditation posture. Now we're going to start by looking at the quality of stability in the base, and we're beginning by just checking that the lower legs are in contact with the mat, or if we're on a chair that the feet are planted square on the ground. Just checking that's there. And then we're relaxing into that, so all the muscles in the thighs and the shins. Relaxing so that we're allowing the ground to support us. Relaxing into the stability of the posture. Doesn't need to be held stable, it just is stable. And as we do that, we're picking up a quality of stability in the body. Spending a little time with that. Thirdly, just noticing whether there's a quality of stability in the attention. To check that the body is aligned, not leaning left or right, not leaning forward or back, and checking that the head is central on the neck, it's not leaning forwards or back, or left or right. When we're confident that the body is lined up, we can relax the muscles in the back that aren't needed to hold it upright. We can relax the neck muscles that aren't needed to hold the head upright. The weight is just supported, falling down through the sitting bones, in balance. And as we relax, we're picking up the quality of balance, the physical quality of balance in the body. Spending a moment with that. And now just noticing if there's a quality of balance in the attention, seeing if it's balanced between broad awareness and a particular focus. Noticing if there's a quality of balance in the way in which we're engaging with the practice. With the effort that we're making, being sensitive to and in balance with the directionality of our mind. So just enough effort to balance against any draw away from the center of attention. And as the mind settles, the effort becomes less and less. Until the attention is just still, in balance, not held. Now bringing the awareness to the spine and just checking that it's not slumped and checking that it's not rigid, so that there's a sort of poise and lift in the posture of the upper body. check that's there, we're sort of relaxing into it, so that we can pick up the physical quality of poise in the body. And spending a moment with that. And then noticing if there's a quality of poise in the mind, in the way in which we're engaging with the practice. Is there a quality of poise in the attention? So the attention is toned, it's not slant, but it's not rigid. And finally, is checking in the posture that there's a quality of openness in the chest. The weight of the hands supported, so the shoulder blades can relax down the back. And the chest relaxes into an open posture. As we relax into that, picking up the quality of openness, of undefendedness, that's in the body. Spending a little time just with that quality in the body. And then just noticing if there's an openness to experience in the mind. Is there a quality of receptivity and undefendedness?